Welcome into another Monday in an edition of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show from Flowery Branch with Dave Archer, Wes Durham, and, of course, the Falcons head coach alongside here in this first half hour. And tough one yesterday, 26-24 in the Pacific Northwest, and a loss to Seattle for the Falcons, who fall to 4-2. And then San Diego's here on Sunday at the Dome in a 4 o'clock start. And we'll get to the Chargers and Mike McCoy and all that later in this visit here, Coach. But, boy, got to be proud of your team in some ways to go out there and fight, fall behind. What, 17-3, and then you make the rally in the third quarter. But I know at the end the measurement is win or lose,
that's right.
A tough loss.
And we really dug ourselves in a hole,
yeah.
You know, and we had to fight and battle to come back, which we did. I was pleased with the effort, especially in the third quarter. I thought the offense played terrifically. We knew we were building our team identity, one that has toughness and guys who love to battle and attack on all three phases. So that showed up. But it came right down to the end like we thought it would, and we just didn't finish like we needed to. Good lesson for us. We were in two really good football environments over the last couple weeks in both Denver and out in Seattle, two classy football programs, and we knew both of them were going to be hard-fought and tough. So we're disappointed that we weren't able to finish like we like. The penalties were certainly a factor, and the turnover margin being in minus two. We just didn't get any of the ops defensive. We had a couple of footballs on the ground. But we didn't get them, and it's hard to win when you're in the minus.
Yeah, I want to dive into some of the specifics, Dan, about the game. But I want to ask you a couple questions. I asked you at the presser, and I ask you to repeat it if you can. Your quarterback. I just thought he ate a lot of helmets yesterday early in the game. And usually, that's having played the position. That's what the defense is trying to do: reduce you mentally, physically. When they get you in the third and fourth quarter, then you belong to them. That didn't happen with your quarterback.
No, and defensively, oftentimes we'll talk about like a quarterback who sees the rush and, you know, where he's looking there as opposed to eyes downfield. Matt is such a competitor. He knew he was going to hit some in this game. They've got, you know, aggressive front, and he had that, you know, like expect the expected. Yeah, I'm going to get hit, but I'm going to deliver some too. And he just didn't back off from the time the third quarter all the way through. We had our opportunities, but I was really pumped about his effort and the toughness that he showed for his team. That's how that credibility and respect is built through the years, that he just keeps battling just like that.
Well, by the way, Keon O'Neill, the Falcons' first-round pick, will join us in our player spotlight as well in the program here today. But you mentioned the competitors and the mental toughness of this football team to play in these two environments. Even though the 16 games are all individually measured, there is a longer stroke to this in some respects. And I've got to believe in these last 2 weeks, being together in the Pacific Northwest for a week, you found out a lot in the bigger picture about what this football team is.
We did. And, man, it was really cool for the team to be together. And we would not have done this with every group. And this was a team that you guys would have liked to have been on the road trip with these guys. They're in it, the process they go through to get ready. They were having dinners together, talking ball the whole time. We were pumped that we decided to do this trip. The people out at UW took great care of us. It's a classy program all the way. So we were ready. And like I said, we didn't have the outcome that we wanted, but the process to get ready and going through it together, we built some things for our team that's going to help us moving forward.
It's the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dan, some specifics of the game. They had a bye week, and so they were going to be able to create maybe some unscouted looks for you that you had, especially being this early in the year. Did you see some of that, and was that part of some of the problem that you had early in the football game in trying to get it blocked?
Just a few, in a couple different personnel groups where it had maybe been all zone, we were trying to get a certain look. They had changed exactly like you thought they do, you know, coming off a bye. They looked fresh. They looked fast. Coming in, we knew this was going to be an all-day fight that would take the whole time. And that's what we told the fellas at halftime, even before and last night prior to the game, I'd say. This one's going to take all day. And they'll make some plays. We'll make our share, too. And I just had a sense it would come down to the end, and it certainly did. That's usually the case when two good teams are battling for it. But at the end, you know, they made more than we did at the end.
Sometimes I know from a team's game plan, you may learn something about yourself through the way they've seen you in their eyes. There was a formation offensively. They went trips of the field with Jimmy Graham in the back working a two-man game on the backside. What did that tell you about what they were trying to exploit, and how do you – it looked like you got it defended later on in the game.
Yeah, we did, and Jimmy had some catches too. You know, he had the deep over route that he caught, some of the ones that were inside. But we knew he's a featured player, and Doug Baldwin is, and he is. And, you know, who do they take shots to with Kerr? So – Like most teams, who are the featured guys and how do they utilize them? We knew he was going to be a factor in the game for sure. The ones that are hard to plan for is when a quarterback with the mobility steps up in the pocket, moves out of the pocket, avoids the rush and, you know, checks it down to somebody. Those are the ones you can't really, you know, draw up on a practice card and get ready for. But I was pleased with the attitude and the mindset from the defense after, you know, that first drive. They went right in on the first play, I think. And then we kind of got ourselves back together and played tough.
Interesting, too, because likewise, while you were being tested, you likewise provide them a test. I mean, you're bringing them some showcase pieces they haven't seen in any of their previous four opponents this year.
Yeah, and the respect was there from their end, knowing they had, you know, challenges to deal with. And I would imagine they would have thought the same thing, that it was going to be, you know, hard fought and going all the way to the end. The run game didn't get going like we thought, you know, we hoped that it would. And that's really when we're at our best. The hardest part of the first half was getting knocked back into some favorable on schedule second down and third downs. Not a lot of good third and 20 plays and second and 15 plays. You know that. So we struggled third down in the first half and then played much better on third down in the third and fourth quarter, but it was not of the long yardage variety.
It certainly looked like a heavyweight fight, and they hit you with a couple of haymakers early, and then you came back and punched them right in the face as well.
Sometimes when you get hit, you got to come back and punch even harder.
Yeah.
And we got hit in the first half, but we threw harder and came out and played much more like our style in the third.
Now, getting back to some of the stuff that maybe you did or didn't do, playing better obviously helped you in the second half. A little tweak here or there that you saw in the first half that got you in some formations that really broke down their coverage.
And that was the part to say, when you get into a game, how are they going to feature it today? And they did the same to us. Where they had some formations that were new. We had some formations that were new for them. There was a lot of 3D played in that game.
Yeah, there was.
both defenses were really bringing it and playing hard, and there was some good hard-hitting tackling. But at the end, it still comes down to the end, and that's where it was hard.
Given your experience with them and they kind of knowing you and you being familiar with what Darryl likes to do offensively and obviously what Pete does on defense, how much of it was what you thought you'd see, and how much of it was, oh, okay, that guy knows this, so we're going to do this?
Yeah, I think it was once you got into the game, it was a little bit of back and forth.
Okay.
They know that I know that you know. So, you know, both defenses had some wrinkles that maybe you wouldn't, you know, just normally do. But honestly, we knew this was going to be a really hard-fought game. It was. We thought it would come down to the end, and it did. But those are the ones, as a competitor in this league, you love being a part of. It was a great game.
Yeah,
you know, it really was. And just at the end, we did not have it go our way. We got a really tough group. We'll be able to reset and get right on to the next.
Dan, you got some of your younger pieces. Now, it's a young football team anyway. It's a younger of the rookie variety back on the field. Deion gets back on the field, and so does Devondre. It looked like a couple times just Russ kind of set in Devondre. He kind of lost his space as to where he was supposed to be on the field, but they seemed to fly around.
I think he played about just over 20 plays, and that's what we thought. We'd get him involved. He was chomping at the bit to get back. He had really worked hard from his injury. He'll be fully cleared this week to get going. Neither of them had setbacks that are going to prohibit him from getting going again. So we anticipate them to keep ramping up. They made some mistakes, but they're learning fast too, and I know that's going to pay dividends for us moving forward.
I saw him after the ball game last night, Devondre, and I said, how was he? He said, oh, it was fun. I said, you feel better? He says, yeah. He goes, it was good to get back and feel the game. And I thought that was a pretty good statement about where he had been.
Yeah, he recognized, you know, he's not there yet. Mm-hmm. But and there's work to do, which is a good place to be in for a player. Our goal this week is, can we get better? And he'll be someone that will be specifically, you know, whether it's tackling or playing my drops right, he'll get better.
Can you quantify how big the learning curve is for those, Keanu, Deion, and Devondre in particular, in their ability to see something, because they're really intelligent players and they absorb stuff awful quick to where if they see it once, then the next time they were supposed to be, they're still seeing stuff they've never seen before, yet reading, reacting, getting the ball.
And Poole's another one, you know, who plays quite a bit as our nickel. So there are new looks, new routes, new concepts, and Marquand Manuel and Jeff Ulbrich do a fantastic job. You can see them on the sideline. They're right into it. They almost have eyes for them. You know, nope, I saw what happened. I'll get them corrected now. Mm-hmm. But it's those lessons that those guys learn that is going to enable their career to take off. I mean, they are on it. And, you know, we expect them to play better and better each week.
It certainly looked like obviously any team that you're going to play is going to pay attention where number 11 was, but there was a concerted effort to make sure that they had somebody over the top. Even though Richard drew the assignment about half the time, maybe two-thirds of the time, it certainly looked like that Earl was back there kind of following around trying to double number 11.
And he's a unique guy, and we're all fortunate that he's part of our team to know that he's a guy that just battles. It's the toughness that he plays with, the competitor, and then, by the way, he's really humble and, you know, loves when other guys play well too. So he's a unique player. It's the size and speed factor. He can change direction like a small guy, but he can play big. And there's not a lot of guys who are 225 pounds that can stick their foot in the ground and change directions like he can.
Well, we would be remiss if we didn't ask about the elephant in the room. You were asked about 1,000 times to nauseam in your press conference. what do you do with the play at the end as far as contacting the league and all that kind of stuff? Because you can't do anything about it now.
No.
It's gone. You've got to move to the next game. But what do you do with that?
We put it right where we get right past it. And the more that we talk about it with the players, you know, there's not a lot that's going to be accomplished from it.
Sorry.
So didn't go our way. And so now it's, you know, on to the next team, the next opponent. It's this league that we live in that we love so much that not all calls go our way. What I will show the team is there were plenty of opportunities for us to go nail it. Mm-hmm. And so we're never going to place the blame on put it in somebody else's hands for us how to do well. In the words of Marvin Hagler when he lost his first title fight, I'm never going to put it in the hands of the judge anymore. These are my judges. And so although we don't
fist
fight
in front, I love
although
that.
We don't fight, no need for us to put it into someone else's hands at the end of a game. Let's go execute. Let's go play our way.
It is interesting, and I'll leave it with this on our first segment. It is interesting that the play itself, and you can let it go and you move on to next week. Seattle will do the same. It is interesting that the play, though, creates a storyline for the league coming out of last night that creates discussion. That part, to me, is interesting that happens, and now we want some revitalization of rules or evaluations, processes, things like that.
And I understand the question for sure, and I'm sure it's something that the management council will look like.
Right.
I doubt they would have every play reviewable. We could have some six-hour games and keep challenging. And
we've already got college football going
there. So we know there are judgment calls that happen really fast. It wasn't a you know where they missed a false start or, in my opinion, the miss. So let's not put it in their hands.
Got it. All right, we'll take a break, come back more with Coach Quinn. By the way, home games. You heard we play downtown this place at Georgia Dome.
We're back.
Get to come back for a couple of games. That'll be nice on Sunday afternoon.
Tell our fans to get ready. We can't wait to see them.
Levine Toilolo, is that right, coming out of the break, the SunTrust shining moment from yesterday's ball game in Seattle. And let's talk about now we know the big tree. two catches, 21 yards coming into the ball game, and all of a sudden a breakout performance yesterday, just his time. More than anything?
Yeah, it was. And when the opportunity was there, you know, he took advantage of it. And that's what you expect a player to do. When your number's called, you'll be ready. Levine was one of the captains, you know, for the game. And oftentimes we'll ask the guys, you know, what can the team expect from you? He can expect, you know, I'm going to do my job. You know, you can count on me to get it done right. And that sums up Levine in a lot of ways. You know, he's very reliable. And when his number was called, he answered.
Well, he won the coin toss yesterday. Wins the coin toss. You're able to defer, get the ball in the second half. So Levine was winning right from the start at the coin toss. And he does so much for your team and all the blocking and stuff that he does, the unsung stuff.
Yeah.
A couple other guys have stepped up for you in the second half. And you talk about when your number's called, make a play. Unbelievable catch. Really super catch by Aldrick Robinson on the shoe tops. And then how about Justin Hardy? Big catches extending the drives there in the third quarter.
The nickname for Hardy is the Wolf, and he is a competitor. So
The Wolf.
And he's got a big beard, and the Wolf, I don't know where it all the way started, but that is his nickname. And he's a real factor on special teams. He's a factor when we put him in the slot. He's a very good catcher, behind you, low, in front. Mm-hmm. He has a real awareness of how to play in the zone. He's somebody our team totally relies on in a number of different roles.
And real quickly, Hardy had to step up in a situation where Gabriel goes down and C.J. Goodwin goes down. He's the next gunner on the field.
That's
came in there, and you really didn't miss a beat with him getting on the field.
And that was one of the things special teams coach Keith Armstrong was very pleased with, just knowing what man down, man up. And it totally showed out there on the gunner. They train a number of them, you know, for that role. And so when one's out, the next guy's up and ready to go.
Clearly, we're going to have to do something about the nicknames on this team because we're starting to find out that, you know, the Big Tree, the Wolf, I mean, Cadillac is the Reezy.
Well, I'm pretty glad. I'm glad that I didn't go home with Hardy because it was a full moon last night, was it not? I'm not sure what Hardy turns into in a full moon, yeah, but he certainly turned into a big time receiver.
Some howling when Hardy makes a tackle or a catch. If you guys aren't down the field, but
I love it.
That does happen.
Let me ask you about the timing of this. We talked about the week out, mm-hmm. and now you come back and you're playing a later game on Sunday. The back end of this, the management of getting ready and getting back to the process, do you change anything or do you try and fall right back into the norm given you were out of town for, what, 11 days, 10 days, I guess?
Yep. We love the routine that we do to get ready, and that really gets underway Wednesday. So how do you get acclimated back to your time zone? So some of the guys slept late today to kind of get back on the schedule.
Okay.
We'll get back our workouts tomorrow, and then as we get into Wednesday, then it's time we can hit the ground running. In this preparation for San Diego, we love the process we go through. It takes the whole time to go through it, pushing each other, getting each other ready. They will have their mind right here for our crowd on Sunday.
Well, we're so fortunate to get to be around you guys as much as we are, and to come home on the team plane. And I marvel and sit there and watch how you guys are continuing to work. It's not get on the plane and have a couple libations and kick your feet up. Next thing I know, I'm looking. You've got a laptop in front of you. There's players coming up that have laptops. They're looking at the game, self-evaluation. The work doesn't stop even though the game's over with.
Well, you can probably relate that. You would have loved to have that as a player where
absolutely.
You can just watch it right after. You don't have to now wait for Monday. So the technology with Mike Cruz and the guys here, every player here has an iPad.
Right.
So that's our playbooks now where, you know, you can get the video, you get practice. So they love looking at the information. So oftentimes, as opposed to waiting till the next day, let's talk about, you know, an issue that happened right away.
Dan, when you get into Tell the Truth Monday, how important is it that they've at least got some awareness of their own performance or their unit's performance flying home Sunday night or even Sunday night after a home game?
And really what we challenge the guys on is, and even as a unit, is we call it a CT score. What's the competitiveness and your toughness? And it might be individually, it might be as your unit. And that's what you're always looking to see. If I can get that, I was competing at the highest level. My toughness was demonstrated over and over. Those are, you know, have nothing to do with tackles and, you know, assists or catches. It's the way you competed, the way you showed your toughness, the way you finished a block. Those are small things that we look for, too.
Dan, how much do you have to tell the guy? And it's a great problem to have. Tell the guys to unplug. Tell them to, you know, hey, set that aside,
yep.
Go refresh, go recharge the battery, and we'll hit it again.
Yeah, it's just like that cell phone. When it gets down, you got to plug it back in, and that's what this day is for today. Get home, go pick up your laundry, go to the grocery store. You've been out for, you know,
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, milk spoiled. You've been gone so long.
So reset is something that we talk about. You know, we learned it from, our Special Forces guys who came in where they, you know, had the log, and you reset the log. And reset is real for us because we know – what happened last week has no bearing on what's going to happen in this game. It's right back to the process, and that process for us is, can we get better this week?
Let me ask you, in the first 6 weeks, and we saw some things last week, comparatives of a year ago to this year and things like that, and I was asked, I'm sure Dave was as well, about what's different about this team. To me, it's you're building a program here. You're building a franchise. It's not the 2015 or the 2016. It's about building the long-form deal here. From your perspective, where have you grown most?
I'd probably say where all the phases are in it. And,
right.
That part's been real. For the team, I so desperately wanted this to be right overnight and, you know, adapt the identity that we were hoping to become in terms of this brotherhood that we wanted, the toughness that we wanted to play with, a mindset for the ball. And I so just thought, well, we'll just switch that, you know, and take that on right away. And that didn't happen right away. Mm-hmm. And so the scars that happened for this team last year were meaningful. And then having a real approach to the guys that we're bringing in, we're going to include them and love them up and get them to play the best they can. That's the rookies, that's the free agents that we added to our team to say, how tight can this team get? And can we create an attitude and a culture that's better than anywhere in professional sports? Like, that's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're going for, to say, can we be different than everywhere because of how tight the guys are and how hard they want to play for one another? We're not there yet. And But this is a really tight team, and I feel like we're just growing.
Dan, I think that you know, Joe Public out there that watches it from afar says, okay, this team was 5-1 or 6-1 last year. They're 6-2 or 4-2 this year, and then some things started to happen to the team, whatever it was, injuries, a lot of things happened. This team, there's a lot of newness to this team that you mentioned the scars, and, yeah, you carry those over and the positive message you learned from it. But there's also enough newness here for the team that they don't know what happened last year.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but you're right, because guys who didn't have a factor in that, that's why every team's different.
Yeah.
And it can be a 15, and our team in 17 will be different from the team in 16. And so
sure.
I don't think you can ever take, well, let's just do what we did last year and we'll just roll it into this year. I think every year, man, it's a new team, new group, and you got to reestablish how you want to play your football. And that's right where we're in the process of right now, of how we want our style to be. And it's all three phases attacking. We're going to stay aggressive. We know how to feature the guys in a very good way right now, especially offensively. There was 9 guys who had catches, mm-hmm. and we love the balance that we have. So we're going to go on the attack again.
I think the depth of your football team is one of the things when I'm asked about it nationally or from other folks in other markets, I think the depth of what you've shown – not just personnel, the depth of the play calling, the depth of the way special teams guys stepped up yesterday. Arch was talking about through the injuries to Gabriel and Goodwin. I mean, the depth of the team and not just 53 guys, that yep. is pretty significant at this point.
And that's what we hope to create. When if you're here, it's for a reason, and that one is to help us win ball games. And that connection they have to one another, you may have to step into a different role, but no job is not your job. And if your job is now you're a receiver, now you got to go, you know, be a gunner and cover a punt, and that's what you need to do to help us win. That's the attitude that I love that's coming from the group.
You've done such a good job of making sure your guys respect who they got coming in, whoever or who they're going to go play. And playing Carolina, Denver, Seattle 3 in a row, that kind of resonated because of who they are. Here comes San Diego, a team that's lost a couple of games that very easily could have won. It kind of went
yes.
against them. And they've got one of the best gunslingers at quarterback you're ever going to see. I know it's not hard to gear back in and get ready
no,
for the Chargers.
It's totally not. And you're right, this league, it's so close. So mm-hmm. the difference between them having a terrific record and not doing as well as they wanted to start, boy, it's that close.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, you know, you forgot a tight end who's, you know, Hall of Fame numbers. They've added some weapons. They've got speed outside. They've got a really strong running game. So it's each week, the challenges are different. I've said it before, but it is one of the coolest parts about playing and coaching in the NFL. It's reset. Who do we got? How are we going to go defend them? How are we going to go attack them? New group, new numbers, new schemes. And that's why it is important to have that break for the guys, because when we come back, it is full speed ahead here on San Diego.
Let me tell you something for those of you that weren't in Seattle, and Dan coached there and understands. The fan base is there, and they are raucous before the game starts, okay?
Yeah.
And you've got to be excited about this Falcon team coming home. They've been gone 4 of the first 6 weeks. You're going to get a chance to see them in back-to-back weeks with San Diego and Green Bay. Let's pack the dome and let's really make a difference and make it really hard on the opposition.
No doubt. And it's our way of our gratitude for the fans. So we get to have this connection with them. So like last home game against Carolina, man, did we hear them and we felt them. And it was a huge factor in the game. So, yeah, we're calling it out again. We need you.
Well, we're looking forward to having one of your former college recruits on here in a minute. I got to tell you, it's a little different. I don't know that I've ever seen a story where the head coach in the NFL is the same cat that recruited him. Now, maybe Pete had that a little bit with SC or
sure.
Seattle or something, but Keanu's been quite the guy here in his rookie season.
We knew he was a very unique ball player mm-hmm. and a unique man. You know, he's only 20, but he's a man.
Yeah.
And he has his world in order both as a ball player and as a man. And the toughness he likes to play with, the physicality that he has. Early in his career, he has an identity he'd like to be seen as, and it was easy to connect him to that identity in this defense. And so when we saw him play with that style and attitude as a Gator, we thought, okay, this guy's going to play with that style and attitude as a Falcon. And he totally embodies it. He's going for it in the biggest way. He had a setback earlier
yeah.
With the knee, and it killed him to be out, you know. And then he's just picked right in, picked up right where we thought he would, and he's been an excellent addition to this football team.
The untrained eyes, and I know the coach's tape will maybe adjust this number. He had 10 tackles a day yesterday.
Yeah.
He was all over the field. And I know he's a little sore today. I had a chance to see him on the plane, getting on the plane last night. But I can assure you there's a couple people in some ice tubs right now that are in the Pacific Northwest that 22 tattooed yesterday.
Yeah. 22 can bring it.
Yeah. Coach, thanks. Good luck on Sunday.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you this week.